Take it away.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Neil, for orchestrating this prayer meeting. And we'll go ahead and get started. Our hearts, minds clear as we approach the throne of our Lord and Savior. Lord, we thank you, God, for allowing us to see another day, Lord. We thank you, Father, for although in the midst of trials, God, you have still been good to us. Lord, we thank you for your word that gives us reassurance that everything that we go through will work out for our good. Thank you, Father, for giving us a word that reminds us that we are more than a conqueror because of you, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for never leaving us nor forsaking us. God, we are so grateful to have a Father that loves us. We're so grateful for a Father who sent his Son, who came and clothed himself in flesh, walked this earth, and died on the cross for us. He died on the cross for this very moment because he knew that in a world that is controlled by man, that we would see days like this where we would have unexplained phenomenon, and that we would need a God who is able to heal and deliver us from every hand of the enemy. The evil attacks that have come against us and our health, you are bigger and greater than it all. I am living proof that you are God that never fails, and I will continue to serve you with every breath in my body. Lord, I thank you for giving me hope and reminding me that you have a purpose for my life, and that purpose is to prosper me and not to harm me, but to give me a hope and a future that is found in Jeremiah. Lord, I thank you for every word that you have given me that has comforted me in those nights where I cried myself to sleep. Thank you, God, for giving me a word to comfort me when I just could not understand what was happening and why. Lord, you have allowed me, as Paul said, to be content with little and to be content with more. And I thank you, God, because it is in you that I find strength. It is in you that I find my contentment. I pray, God, that you would give every person that's on this call, God, contentment. Give them peace that surpasses all understanding, even in the midst of the trial, God, even in the midst of this most disturbing condition. Give us peace to accept what is happening because we know, God, that you will rescue us. Give us discipline to do what is needed to help our body be strong enough to fight this condition. I pray, God, that you would send the resources that we need so that no one would have to go without the proper supplement that they would need to support our body. I pray, God, that you would send support through friends and family and through others on the site, God, to connect with one another, to help us in times where it's just so difficult to bear. I pray, God, that you would just give us strength to endure and to fight the good fight of faith, Lord. We thank you, God, because we know that you are an awesome God. We know, God, that you have not failed us in the past, and you won't fail us today. Remind us of all the times where you have come and you've made a way out of no way. Remind us that you are the same God then and then now. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. There is nothing that you don't know, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, God, for comforting us. We thank you, Lord, for just being God. Lord, I thank you for Mel, and I thank you for John, and I thank you for Peter, these awesome men of God who have laid down their lives, God, for people that they don't even know. I thank you, God, that now he followed your will and created the website, God, because I know when I first got ill, I didn't know where to turn. I turned to doctors, and they could not answer any of my questions. I looked online, and all I found was despair. And, Lord, I thank you for sending me to the website. And more importantly, I thank you, God, for allowing Mel to call me and to talk to me and let me know that he was a real person who cared. And I just thank you, God, for all the work that he has done for this community, God, for people who are misunderstood and who sometimes feel forgotten. Lord, I thank you for his life. I pray, God, that you would continue to strengthen him, that he can continue to do the work that you've called him to do. I pray for more laborers, God, for those who, as they get well, Father, that they won't leave this community. Lord, I know myself, since I've been well, it's so hard to keep your mind stayed on this condition. But I pray, God, that we won't forget what you have brought us from, and that we will be there to encourage others, to let them know that there is still life ahead. This condition may slow you down for a moment, but trust me, it will all work out for your good. We are treating our bodies better than we have before. We are making better choices for our family. We are educating ourselves better on what is going on in the world, what we are consuming, what is happening around us, things that most of us were ignorant to. So, God, we thank you for the knowledge that you are giving us. So, Lord, I pray that you will continue to protect this community of believers, that you will continue to give John the ideas and continue to inspire him to research more things. We thank you, God, for all that you are, all that you do. We love you, God. We adore you, Father. We pray, God, that you would just continue to heal our bodies, give our minds strength to endure. I pray for every parent that has a child that may be suffering from this condition. God, I pray that they would be able to communicate with their child effectively to help them make good choices in eating. We pray, God, that they would just explain to them in a way that will not frighten them, that they must choose wisely what they consume and what they do with their bodies. So, Lord, I thank you. I love you, God. I thank you for the opportunity to speak on behalf of so many people who feel like they don't have a voice, who feel like they have been forgotten by the medical community. And, Lord, we pray for the medical community right now. We pray for doctors who would look beyond what they've been taught and that they would look at real evidence that they see in front of them and not just dismiss it based on what they believe. We pray, God, that the negative stigma that has been placed on this condition would be removed. We pray, God, for more education for this condition, more research. And we thank you, God, because we know that with two or more gathered, you are here in the midst. So we welcome you right here, God. And we pray, Father, that you would hear our prayers and that you would continue to touch our lives. Continue to make it so plain that you are right here with us. Continue to heal us. Continue to give us strength. And I thank you and I love you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, we didn't hear a whole bunch of amens because we have so many people here. I muted everyone. And as we normally do, we go around the room and we ask people if they would like to add to our prayer. Today is about prayer. But before I do that today, I think that it might be the first time that two of the mightiest prayer warriors that ever were are in the same place. First, let me say, welcome, Rose.
Thank you. Thank you.
And let me say, Rose, Daisy is the reason we have Sunday prayer meeting. Daisy, Rose was the first original prayer warrior on the He Cures All Foundation Ancestral Prayer Team. So you girls would love one another.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi, Rose. Nice to speak with you again.
Sure. Good to speak with you as well. Thank you.
All right, so we're going to go ahead around the room now, and we're going to ask each person to identify their first name and to add anything they'd like. Area code 405?
Yes, this is Paula.
Right, and is there anything you'd like to add to our prayer today?
Yes. Dinner with Father Lord, I just come to you right now. I just pray for this dear lady that I met that has Morgellons, Lord, that you would just direct her to this site, Lord, and just kind of watch over her, Lord. I just thank you for this community, Lord. I thank you for each and every one of these people that are on here. Lord, I just feel your presence when we meet together, Lord. I just thank you for just allowing this to happen and just I just praise your name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Paula. Area code 310, your first name, and would you like to add to the prayer? Although I know who this is. Area code 310.
Oh, hi, Mel.
Hi. It's Elodia, right?
Yes, hello there.
Welcome. Would you like to answer the prayer? And thank you, by the way, young lady. I'd hug you if you were here.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too, honey. Would you like to answer the prayer?
Yes. Praise God. Father God, we come before your presence in your Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thanking you, Father, for your mighty love, for your grace, your mercy, Father, because you know you are with us, your word says so, and we hold on to that truth. And we thank you, Father. We want to praise you. We want to worship you with all our hearts, Father God, for being with us in the midst of this trial. And we pray, Father God, that you just draw the people that are in darkness with this horrible disease to the light and to hope. And thank you, Father. In your precious name, Jesus, we worship you, we praise you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Elodia. I'm so glad to see you here on a weekly basis again. It makes my heart sing, dear. Well, Miss Rose, boy, you and I go back an awful long way, girl.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You and John were probably the first two people who tried to bring me closer to God.
Well, awesome.
I'm forever grateful. Would you like to add to the prayer?
Yes. Father God, we're just so thankful, and there's so much that we have to thank you for and to worship and praise you for, especially for all that you do for us to keep us alive. We thank you for Mel and for this wonderful website and this wonderful family of people that he's drawn together, that you've directed him and John and Peter through your Holy Spirit to bring grace and peace and joy and happiness to all of us, to teach us, to lead us, to show us, to be examples of people who get well and stay well. And for these things, we just owe you so much thanksgiving today. We thank you for Daisy and for Paula and for Lydia, for everyone that's here today, that you would bless all of us. Keep us and hold us in your hand. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rose. Man, Rose, it just feels like you've been here from the beginning, honey. I love you very much. All right. Area code 917.
I just want to add words from
your first name, please. I know who you are.
My name is Shari. At first. He talks about his new creation, and we can be sometimes brought down by our current situation, but we need to remember that he said he's creating a new heavens and a new earth, and everything of the past will be forgotten. He says that no child will die in infancy. Everyone will live to a ripe old age. His people will live in houses that they built. They will enjoy grapes from their own vineyards. No one will take away their homes or their vineyards. He said, his people will live to be old as trees. None of our work will be wasted, and the children won't die of diseases. In fact, he will bless the children and the grandchildren, and he promises to answer the prayers before we even finish praying. He says, snakes will eat only dirt. They won't even bite or harm anyone on his holy mountain. And this is my favorite part. I, the Lord, have spoken. He has so much in store for us. And that I'm just so grateful for the fact that me, like any other sinner, that I have, my eyes have been opened, that I was able to see, and that I've been able to hear and be obedient, or at least try my best to be obedient. I'm so blessed, even in this, we're blessed, because that's a promise. That's a promise for us. That promise is not for everyone. There are those who will hate Christ and who hate God. That promise doesn't apply for them. We need to pray for them as well as we pray for our own healing. But we need to pray for them because that promise is not theirs. Even when we waste away in this body, if we don't heal, or I'm not saying we aren't going to heal, but we're working our, you know, lives with fear and trembling as we're healing. But if for whatever reason the end comes, because it can be at any time, we know that this body is wasting away. We will literally be a new creation because he makes everything new. That's a wonderful, wonderful promise for us today. And that's what I'm grateful for. That's what I give thanks for. I don't have a lot of energy today, but I just want to jump up and sing, because that's what we need to hold on to in our times of fear, in our times of frustration, you know, financially, or in our times of frustration because something is out of our control. I'm so grateful that all of us here can hold on to that. I just wanted to remind us of that, and even also remind myself of that, that that's something that we can always hold on to. It's a promise. He said, I, the Lord, have spoken. He doesn't say that in every verse. God is good. I'm grateful for this prayer meeting. Thank you. Praise you, Lord.
Praise the Lord is right. Thank you, Shari. Area code 702. Familiar? Good afternoon. Area code 702. Are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Mel. This is Peter. My phone is in and out. Wow. I am so overwhelmed right now. to know that Rose is here, to know that Daisy is here, but mostly, excuse me, mostly to hear Sherry's heart. I can remember when Sherry and I both spoke initially on early in her discovery that she had Morgellons. And I distinctly remember, like many of us, we feel that God has turned his back on us and he has abandoned us or he doesn't hear our cries for help. And I remember specifically, Sherry, when you were so angry with God and so disappointed with God and so questioning your faith. And to hear you now see it as a gift and to understand it the way you do now, the faith and the perseverance and the character and the hope that it's built in you, is truly what God wants for us when we come to him. So I will remind you, sweetheart, that the favorite saying in the Bible that I have since you mentioned Jerry's is, this too shall pass. And I am symptom-free today. It was a five-year battle to get completely there. I understand the ups and downs and the pains and the difficulties. But you, sweetheart, have touched God's heart today because he knows where you were. And he now knows where you are in your faith. And I know he has told me you will. This will pass for you. You stay the course and this will pass. And I love you for the message that you brought forth here today because of the personal experience I've had with you in the past. So you lift me up and I want everyone else to know the strength of your faith. And God bless you, sweetheart. I love you. Other than that, I just ask for everyone to bear in mind that there's a lot of refugees right now on this planet, a lot of hunger, a lot of children, a lot of little children that don't have food, that don't have water, that don't have parents to love them and lift them up. So in the midst of our struggling, God wants us to be mindful that there's always someone else that's in pain and difficulty. So please keep them in your prayers as I try to do every day. You guys remain in my prayers. I love you all. Give thanks for Mel, and glad to be here. Thanks, Mel.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you, Peter.
Thank God.
All right, let's see now. Area code 551. Your first name?
Hey, Mel. Okay. It's Patty.
Hi. Do you have anything to add to the prayer?
Yeah, just I pray in Jesus' name for all of us. All those sick and suffering, all those who still don't know about this ministry, this healing forum, this recovery, and God, I pray that they will be led here by the Holy Spirit. And I pray a hedge of protection around all of us, all our loved ones, even those who do not believe there's anything wrong with us, or even if they think there's something wrong, they don't believe what we know it to be. So, I really pray for God to guard all our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, and that we constantly take every thought captive, which is a lot of work because there's a lot of thoughts and a lot of beliefs and a lot of poking and scratching and symptoms and yada. And I pray for all of us to walk by faith and not by sight. Know that you're not alone. Again, I always say the wee hours, there's somebody out there crying out too at the same time, and we can cover each other in prayer. I'm with you. I tend to be up really late. I'll be there praying as I go through my stuff, but not to believe the lies. I mean, I praise God about 2 weeks ago, I feel like a miraculous healing occurred in my physical body. I still am recovering, just like all, when you get surgery, we're still recovering. So there is healing, but and the enemy tried to attack around the full moon. But I'm not going to believe the lies. I know I'm getting better, and we're all going from glory to glory to glory. And thank you, Peter, and many others who've gone before me, who have shared their experience, strength, and hope. That and it is—it's a good fight of faith. All right, and thank you, guys, for every single person who's gone before and left their hope, their endurance, what they've gone through, how they took two steps forward and then some steps back with the recovery and the physical symptoms, but they kept pressing on, knowing that God was faithful, and he healed. And thank you if he did it for other people, he can do it for us. He's no respecter of persons. But I just really pray for a hedge of protection around us, all our family members, everyone we're in contact with, every one of our communications, our relationships, and the relationships with doctors, what to say and what not to say, who to go to, who not to go to. But we know the best thing we can do is go to the great physician. And I pray for that peace and that calm that only God can give us. I pray that for all of us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, and thank you very much. And a surprise, but not a surprise. And the basically the person who helped save my life. And then after we did that, he started bringing me closer to God. Area code 678. Your first name, please.
My name is John.
Ah, John B. Does that stand for John the Baptist?
I actually have been called that before. But I do serve in a Baptist church, but I really don't think we're going to be checking denominational cards then when we get to.
No, we never do, but I just wanted to make some, I wanted to make a joke so people would laugh. And, you know, John, there are so many people at the meeting today, and two of the great prayer warriors, or actually three, you know, there was first you, then there was Rose, then there was Peter, and then there was Daisy, and it's the first time I think we've all been together at one of these meetings, which is why I think Rose is laughing hysterically.
Oh, what a precious, precious lady. I love you, Rose.
I love you too, John. Thank you. I'm so touched.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Would you like to add to the prayer today, John?
Yes, I would. Thank you, brother. Father God, Lord, I just come before you tonight with a heart overflowing with gratitude, Lord. You're so awesome. You're so amazing. And I thank you, Lord, for each and every person that is represented here. Lord, we come before you tonight just fully aware of our brokenness, Lord, and our dependence on you. And just looking to you, Father, to fill us as empty vessels. Fill us with your love and your mercy and your joy and your peace. And fill us with your spirit and the wisdom that comes with that. Father, we are all on this journey in this flesh, and we fight our flesh every day. We fight the enemy and his hordes every day. And we fight our senses that you have given us so that we can interact in this world. But that also the enemy uses to deceive us and to distract us from who we are in you and what you have put each of us here for. So, Father, I just ask that you would, I think it was Patty said that she asked you to bind the enemy from us, and I would definitely come alongside and ask as well, Lord, that you bind the enemy from us and his hordes, that you would give us wisdom and discernment to see through the deceptions and the snares, the distractions, Lord, and just, Lord, fill us up with you, your purpose and your love to overflowing so that we can be salt and light in this world, and everyone we come in contact with would literally see and feel and taste you, Lord. Let us be the fragrance of your spirit in this place. Lord, we thank you so much. You're so awesome. And thank you for allowing us to see through our circumstances and to see ourselves through your eyes. with the amazing love you have for us, Lord, and the faithfulness that you have walked beside us with for all the years that each of us have been here, to enable us to be here in this gathering tonight, lifting up the perfume of praise to you. Father, you are so awesome, and we love you. We are nothing without you. We can do nothing without you. And I can't even begin to express the joy and the gratitude that I have for you and what you're doing, and in my life and in every life that is represented on this call. Lord, we do lift up those who are in our midst, who are blinded, and they don't see the truth of who you are, and they don't see the truth of what Morgellons is, or they just don't, they're blinded and they can't see. And each of us have those kind of individuals that we have to contend with in our life. We praise you, Lord, that you use that as sandpaper to really work on us and help us, Lord, to move more and more into your likeness. But, Father, our heart does ache for those people who are blind. So we lift them up to you and just ask that you would make yourself visible and discernible, and start with us, and make yourself visible and discernible in us. We're the only people that we can really control, and boy, is that a challenge. It's so hard to control myself, much less anybody else. But Lord, help me to walk in moment by moment in a keen awareness of your presence and your will. Lord, help us to just literally walk and embody Romans 12:1, where we are to be no longer conformed to the patterns of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Let us walk, literally pray without ceasing, walk in constant awareness of your companionship, your tenderness, and your love. And let us show that to one another, Lord, whether we deserve it or not, or the people that we're surrounded with deserve it or not. Father, we love you. We just rejoice tonight together in your love and in the opportunity to come before your throne. And I pray all these things, Lord, in the mighty and supernaturally powerful name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's interesting. First, I'd like to say thank you all for joining us. It's not often that we record the prayer meetings, but tonight, despite the fact that when we asked Daisy if she mind if we did record this one, she said no, and it was going to be the least attended prayer meeting ever. Well, it grew into the largest attended prayer meeting ever, and some of the best testimonials to our Lord. So I want to thank you all for coming, and I'm not going to do the usual end where I talk about coffee, tea, and me. I'm going to say God bless you all for coming tonight. God bless you all for sharing. And Daisy, I could not say enough of how much I love you, and I pray for you and your family.
Thank you, Mel. I love you. I love you, John and Peter.
Good night, everybody, and God bless you all.
Good night. God bless.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Hi, everybody. God bless.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. God bless you.